Book Reviews. What is Queer Food? How We Served a Revolution by John Birdsall and Dining Out by Eric Piepenberg by Terry Schlickenmeier. The Bookworm Says. Narration provided by Wondervox. What is Queer Food? How We Served a Revolution by John Birdsall and Dining Out, First Dates, Defiant Nights, and Last Call Disco Fries at America's Gay Restaurants by Eric Piepenberg. You thought a long time about who sits where. Compatibility is key for a good dinner party, so place cards were the first consideration. You have at least one left-hander on your guest list, and you figured his comfort into your seating chart. You want the conversation to flow, which is music to your ears. And you did a good job, but as you'll see with these two great books on dining LGBTQIA style, it's sometimes not who sits where, but whose recipes were used. When you first pick up What is Queer Food? By John Birdsall, you might miss the subtitle, How We Served a Revolution. It's that second part that's what's important. Starting with a basic gay and lesbian history of America, Birdsall shows how influential and infamous 20th century queer folk set aside the cruelty and discrimination they received in order to live their lives. They couldn't speak about those things, he says, but they sat down together and they ate. That suggested a queer common purpose, says Birdsall. This is how who we are, darling. This is how we feed our own. This is how we stay alive. Readers who love to cook, bake, or entertain, collect cookbooks, or use a fork will want this book. Its stories are nicely served, they're addicting, and they may send you in search of cookbooks you didn't know existed. Sometimes, though, you don't want to be stuck in the kitchen, you want someone else to bring the grub. Dining Out by Eric Piepenberg is an often nostalgic, lively look at LGBTQIA-friendly places to grab a meal, both now and in the past. In his introduction, Piepenberg admits that he's a journalist, not a historian or an academic, which colors this book, but not negatively. Indeed, his journeys to gay restaurants, even his generous and wide-ranging definitions of the term, happily influence how he presents his narrative about eateries and other establishments that have fed protesters, nourished budding romances, and offered audacious inclusion. Here, there are modern tales of drag lunches and lesbian-friendly automats that offered cheap food nearly a century ago. You'll visit nightclubs, hamburger joints, and a bathhouse that feeds customers on holidays. Stepping back, you'll read about AIDS activism at gay-friendly establishments and mostly gay neighborhood watering holes. Go underground at a basement bar, keep tripping and meet proprietors, managers, customers, and performers. Then take a peek into the future, as Piepenberg sees it. The locales profiled in Dining Out may surprise you because of where they can be found. Some of the hot spots practically beg for a road trip. After reading this book, you'll feel welcome at any of them. If these books don't shed enough light on queer food, then head to your favorite bookstore or library and ask for help finding more. The booksellers and librarians there will put cookbooks and history books directly in your hands, and they'll help you find more on the history and culture of the food you eat. Grab them and you'll agree, they're pretty tasty reads.